Quez Watkins got his early walking papers, though. Let's start there. He was waived. So one of the potential, could this guy be a starting wide receiver for the Steelers when camp opened? He went the way of the dodo bird when he decided to forget how to field punts properly, whether that's the act of physically catching the punt or knowing where to catch the punt. He struggled with both things. He made Gunnar Olszewski look like Devin Hester. So he has been shown the door by the Steelers. He might have had the most pedigree of all the guys they brought in here to do this job, by the way. He was Philly's second leading receiver in 2021. That was a playoff team. And that was also an Andy Weidel team. So I'm guessing he came to Pittsburgh with the Weidel seal of approval and endorsement, and he fell out of favor with Mike Tomlin awfully fast, Malzi.
Now, if you're Andy Weidel, do you feel worried that that's going to affect the level of juice
you have? A Weidel stain.
Yeah. Is that going to be a stain on your reputation? Hey, I can vouch for this guy.
No, it's not a blood stain or a wine stain or what else? Ink stains are impossible to get out.
Apparently hairspray is like the secret weapon for a lot of these things.
Grass stains? Can we get those out?
Grass stains are yesterday's news. You know what's really bad is like an oil type stain. Like I got.
How about grease from like a slice of pizza that gets on a shirt?
No, you got to get after that quick. So like I have an all white like just golf shirt, like a casual one. Mm-hmm. Ace was in somebody's driveway for like a little birthday party, and there was clearly like some grease from the driveway on his shoe. Ruined the shirt.
Ooh.
I ran it through the wash because you can't dry this stuff. Ran it through the wash like four times. Bleach pen was used, Oxy Soak, all of it.
Donnie, none percentage of the laundry you do in your household with Sarah? 50%, 100%, you fold?
50. She,
50.
I do all my own. She does her own. But she'll do like the like bed and like
I love
sheets
it.
And stuff.
Yeah. That's like Amanda and I not having a conjoined account. I'm going to eliminate something that potentially causes stress or anxiety in the relationship because she claims she's doing my stuff and it's bothering her, or I never hold up my end of the bargain. You just take care of your own laundry.
I mean,
I love that.
Each doing your own laundry is
a little
different than separating thousands of dollars.
No, but on a same thought, same principle in play there. I love it.
I just think that Donnie's the modern man. He cleans. He does his own laundry. Do you cook? Do you have nights where you are making dinner?
No, I mean, that's pretty much always her. Just do the
does she,
timing,
okay,
too,
but here,
because she gets to work from home a lot, and I'm normally not home
now,
until
she enjoy,
almost 7.
Does
sometimes
she enjoy,
10:35, sometimes 11 o'clock at night.
Does she enjoy the cooking letters. And baking? Like, I enjoy cooking. I enjoy making stuff, especially if I have extra to give to people.
She does, yeah,
okay.
Especially when she comes across, like, a good one on TikTok or something.
Oh,
she saves
that
it,
TikTok is a big, yeah.
TikTok recipes.
And she got a big kick. She was very, I thought she was genuinely flattered when I basically begged for cookies to be made for the boys.
They've gotten rave reviews.
She seemed very pleased that she was asked to do that.
So Watkins is the first guy who gets shown the door. There are some notable wide receiver names that have already been cut today. Among former Steelers, the Giants cut ties with both Miles Boykin and Allen Robinson. You have to be deep in the weeds on the Steelers to be pushing and telling your friends on social media or at the water cooler at work that they need to bring Miles Boykin back for special teams purposes. But I'm sure that individual listens to the show, and we appreciate that. And and that human being most definitely exists.
Well, I think Kazora is the kind
great,
of guy who would say something like that.
A great gunner and special teams player is now.
You know what they'd say
available.
About a great gunner? You don't think that you need him until you do.
Yeah, so that's the Allen Robinson was shot last year. Goodbye. I know he played at Penn State. We are no longer good at football if you're Allen Robinson. I don't want him back.
Terrace Marshall, didn't he get cut
I was just going to bring up the land of maybe. Okay, these are intriguing names. These are guys that are not good NFL wide receivers, but if we're just comparing them to the hodgepodge of nothingness we have behind George Pickens, are they worthy of a look in a discussion? You brought up Terrace Marshall, who was the second. He was a second-round pick in 2021 at LSU. He played at LSU at wide receiver.
That intrigues me right off the bat.
Jefferson and Chase.
Yeah.
What a group that was. And he was the third man there, and he was a second-round pick.
Wouldn't he have also coexisted? Or no, he wouldn't have been there when Brian Thomas
had
gotten
there.
No.
And most of the commentary out of Charlotte is, guy had a great camp. He would fall under the Mulsey heading of, dude that got stymied by bad QBs. Well, he also never played with a consistent quarterback there.
His 2022 is very interesting, and he's like, remember how I said every fantasy team I ever had growing up had Randy McMichael on it? Every dynasty keeper league where you'd always stash some guys you thought could turn into something that nobody else saw anything in, Terrace Marshall was my guy there. Last year, though, Pony, I would think this would intrigue you. Not last year, 2 years ago. 17.5 yards per catch. He didn't catch a lot of balls, only caught 28 in 14 games, but averaging almost 18 a rip. I would think that would get on your radar.
Well, yeah, because he's got pedigree, and there's very little of that in the Steelers' wide receiver room outside of Pickens. If you like production, which who doesn't like, I don't know, guys that actually put numbers up, former Ohio State wide receiver, Noah Brown, he is the odd man out in Houston, not John Mechie, not Robert Woods, somebody who was, given some of their injuries last year, a very popular target of C.J. Stroud. In his last 2 years split between the Cowboys and Texans, he has 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. Compare that to Van Jefferson, who has 578 yards and 3 touchdowns. He is way more productive. He's available. Kadarius Toney. I told you Kadarius Toney was going to get cut by the Chiefs. He ran afoul of Andy Reid. They replaced him with Juju Smith-Schuster. They took one Super Bowl hero and threw him in the garbage and brought back another one. Toney was benched by the Chiefs during the playoffs last year, never played in their postseason run, but he's a former first-round pick. He has a hard time catching the ball, which is problematic, but he owns the longest punt return in Super Bowl history, and as far as that goes, would be a massive upgrade over Austin. I mean, I'm not really looking primarily for a punt return man.
Isn't it weird that he can't extra catch feather passes, in his cap. But he can catch punts? Punts are hard to catch. Balls swirling up there.
I don't know. I disagree with that. I think there are some outfielders that can catch a can of corn nice and easy, but the ones where, you know.
Have you actually, like, tried to stand under a ball that gets punted, like, in the wind in
December? I understand.
December?
I think it's a different skill, though. I don't think it's the same.
It's still ball hits hands and doesn't hit ground.
I know, but you mostly field punts with your chest, too. Mm.
You're incorporating
the chest into the catch.
Very chest-centric. You're right. I don't want Kadarius Toney. I'm ruling him out early. I just seems like trouble from a mile away.
And when has that stopped the Steelers?
Oh, I'm not saying it'll stop the Steelers. I'm saying it would stop me.
Okay. Martavis Bryant waived by Washington. He's in his 30s and hasn't played in the NFL in a very long time, but we all remember what we saw from him in 2016 and 17 and thinking that this guy was quite possibly the most talented wide receiver who's ever put a Steelers uniform on. Which is insane to say with Hines Ward and John Stallworth and Lynn Swann and Antonio Brown, but the dude could do things that no one else could do in terms of running and moving for a man that size.
He's in his 30s, though, man. It's been a long time.
And has been really, he has struggled to produce in the minor leagues of football. He's gone to these outposts in the UFL, USFL, XFL, and CFL, and he hasn't dominated. He's been pedestrian, would be a compliment to him in these leagues.
What's the what league did Kenny Powers play in? The Eastern something?
Oh, he went down to Mexico, Donnie. Right. Remember that? Kenny Powers went down to that Mexican league?
It was a great season, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a cockfighter.
That is...
That little small guy with the knife. I love that guy.
That is a lot more troubling than anything. Martavis is in his 30s, but yeah, he has played in all of these other leagues where you would hope if there was something left, he would dominate, and he doesn't. That is,
I mean, would you rather just continue to wait on Ayuk and go with what you've got, or do you think any of these names are actually worth either trying to sign or putting a waiver claim in on?
All right, I'll go one by one. Ready? Because yes. The Steelers are picking, I think they're 20th in waiver claim order through week 3. That's SpotTrack has that. Boykin, no. Allen Robinson, God, no. They just cut Quez, so obviously not. Toney, no. Noah Brown, no.
Noah Brown, no.
Here's why. They guaranteed him some money in Houston, and I'm putting a couple pieces together here. They guaranteed him some money. He's an Ohio State guy who you'd think would have rapport with Stroud. Donnie had Aaron Wilson on, who covers that team. Donnie asked him about Mechie. He said, I wouldn't basically, like, if I were a GM and I traded a pick for Mechie, if I were that GM's boss, I'd feel like the guy might be, like, not of sound mind. That's sure. How bad he thought Mechie was. So that That makes me think that whatever they don't see in Noah Brown is problematic.
I know, but extenuating circumstances there with Mechie. I mean, that's why they don't want to cut him. I totally get it. They empathize because the guy's coming back from leukemia and has him in the same player.
Noah Brown makes the final two. The guy I think is interesting here because of his pedigree, a place that typically produces very good receivers, and he played for a franchise his whole 3 years here so far. That is, I think, maybe the NFL's biggest trash fire.
Mm.
Terrace Marshall, size 6'2", 200, went to a place that's fast becoming wide receiver U in LSU. And the
ahead of Ohio State. Okay, interesting.
Okay, so, wait, go Olave, Garrett Wilson, Scary Terry, and Marvin Harrison, and stack it up with Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and then they just picked Brian Thomas out of there.
It's pretty close, is all I'm saying.
OBJ I could throw in still as LSU.
Okay, I'm just saying, Ohio State fans, and we have so many in the audience, would take umbrage with that.
I.O.
So Marshall would be your first
pick. Marshall's my first pick there, and then I'd think about Noah Brown, but Marshall's my pick.
Don, you got an opinion on these guys, or do you think actually what the Steelers have is better?
I would say Brown is my first selection. Marshall obviously has the intrigue. I also think it's a little bit interesting when people throw out the caveat, and I think it was Fowler who tweeted that he got cut. A former second-round pick who had a really solid camp. Just the way he phrased that just seemed like a little bit odd. Like someone with a pretty high pedigree when it came to a draft pick who had a good camp and they cut him.
Here's why I am interested in Marshall. Not as much Brown, but I would absolutely take him in a second too. I think that when new coaches come in with new ideas and with new power and control, sometimes even over management. We've seen that here with Tomlin a number of times. I think they want their own people, and sometimes good players that weren't drafted by that regime become casualties of that. And I think that Marshall is that. I mean, they're on what? This is, since he's been there, their third coaching staff. So I think he just kind of got lost in the wash there. I think, hey, some players never recover from that. Some players just, they get situation, nature versus nurture. They go to the wrong place. Their careers never take off regardless of if they bounce around. But I think it's possible his struggles in Carolina are more a Carolina problem than a Marshall problem.
I look at 2022 and I think there's something there. 6'2", 200, averaged almost 18 a catch.
Donnie, you're out on Martavis. You're giving up on him. You think Martavis, the pot smoking behind him, or even if it isn't behind him, he's not going to get in trouble for it anymore.
What's sad is that I do think I would rank him over multiple guys that the Steelers currently have on their roster.
Name one. Name one who's going to make the team.
Okay, so let's go through.
Would you take Martavis over Calvin Austin?
I'm thinking about it.
Jeez, dude. Jeez.
How about over Van Jefferson?
No, I think Jefferson's a better player than
Martavis.
How about
Scotty Miller?
That's another close one, man.
How about the darling of camp in the preseason, Dez Fitzpatrick?
I think Bryant is not too far away from three of those names you said.
The problem is, though, the power of your rhetoric pony has really swayed me on that. Why didn't he I know he's playing with minor league quarterbacks.
Stunk in those
leagues.
Yeah,
he didn't do anything.
I know he's playing with minor league level guys around him, but like, shouldn't one of those teams have said, if there was something left there, the real Martavis was still in there somewhere, hey, here's our play call. Max protect, Martavis goes up against a double team, and he's physically better than the guys covering him. Shouldn't that have been the plan? Why wasn't it?